अहमयं कुतो भवति चिन्वतः अहमयं कुतो भवति चिन्वतः अयि पतत्यहं निजविचारणम् अयि पतत्यहं निजविचारणम् अहमयं कुतो भवति चिन्वतः अहमयं कुतो भवति चिन्वतः अयि पतत्यहं निजविचारणम् अयि पतत्यहं निजविचारणम्
फर्स्ट ही सेड आफ्टर हैविंग क्लियरली स्टेटेड अबाउट the samadhi. I'm not going to the little samadhi today. What is savikalpa samadhi? What is nirvikalpa samadhi? How any samadhi is only an experience. Experience should not be mistaken for niraivu, anandam, fullness. Any experience is only a fraction of fullness. Any experience means what? Sukha anubhavaha. Any experience of people call it bliss, people call it happiness and joy, etc. Any experience wherein you experience, any experience wherein you have some, you go through some pleasure, is only a fraction of fullness. So fraction should not be mistaken for fullness. In fact, deep sleep state is an experience where you go through some sukham. That is also sukham. That is temporary relief. I said, no, that's also some sort of temporary freedom. Temporary relief. Temporary moksha, deep sleep state, is a state of experience. And then there is some sukham. And whenever you say I'm pleased, I'm happy when you're with something, and whenever you say you have pleasure, and any object, whenever you have pleasure also, that is experience, which is a fraction of fullness. And similarly, in deep sleep state, like in deep sleep state, in samadhi also, you are conscious of yourself being there. You're conscious of yourself being there, but you are not conscious of what you are. You know you are, but you do not know what you are, even in samadhi. Even in samadhi, ajnanam is still there. Whether it is savikalpa samadhi or nirvikalpa samadhi, still there is sukha anubhavaha. Any experience of pleasure or joy, degree of joy is what? Fraction of fullness. But what we are interested genuinely is fullness, not in fraction. Niraivin niraivu da namakku venume thavira niraivin or pagudhi we are not interested in. Understand? Pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Any experience is a fraction of fullness. This must be very clear. So even to have the, wherever there's experience of a degree of joy, degree of pleasure, in that experience, what is not there is, whether in regular pleasure, if you analyze what pleasure is all about, if you say what is this pleasure, we have to analyze pleasure. Why? To know, not to mistake pleasure for fullness. What is a pleasure? Inbam enbadhu enna? Before I had to explain all these things to you. What is pleasure? What is inbam? What is niraivu? We mistake inbam for niraivu. Understand? So niraivu is anandaha, pleasure is what? inbam is pleasure. See, whenever all the thoughts are resolved, there is sukha anubhavaha. The sukha anubhavaha means what now? Not sukham, not purna sukham, but sukha anubhavaha. Sukhasya anubhavaha is different from purna sukham, isn't it? So, whenever all the thoughts are resolved, there is sukham. What thoughts are resolved? There is a time when there is no jealousy, no hatred, no anger, no worry. There is no thought about anything. What my daughter is doing, what my son is doing, what my husband is doing, what my wife is doing, what my other people are doing, what happens in the job, what is there, what sort of problem I have, what to talk to these people, what my friends are, what my neighbors are, what relatives are, how people in India are, or in Sri Lanka. Nothing, no thought is there. No thought is there. Whenever all the thoughts resolve, the thoughts are there means what? Worry. Understand? Thoughts are not there. Then that state of experience, that state of mind, that state of mind when all the thoughts are resolved is called pleasure. Yella ennangalum maraindirikkindra, okay, odungirikkindra nilaye inbam. How is it possible for all the thoughts to be resolved? What should I do? You don't need to do anything. When do I have this experience of pleasure? You know, pleasure is pleasure of having all the thoughts resolved. Know that. That's why, when does this only is the pleasure, the fraction of fullness surfaces. When all the thoughts are resolved, there is space for fullness to, understand now, the fraction of fullness surfaces. That state is called what? Understand? Pleasure. For all the thoughts to be resolved, you know that whenever all the thoughts are resolved, your identity, wrong identity is also resolved. In fact, I should say this way. Whenever your identity is resolved, all the thoughts are resolved. Eppozhellam, understand now, whenever your wrong identity is resolved, then all the thoughts naturally become resolved. You don't need to undo them. Ovunna padukka vekka vendam. Understand, like how sometimes we have to go and put the children to sleep. But go sleep. Like that, you don't need to do any effort to put all the thoughts to sleep. All the thoughts resolve naturally if the wrong identity is resolved. When do I resolve the wrong identity? Naturally the wrong identity also gets resolved. Whenever you forget yourself, simple thing. Whenever you forget yourself, that state in Tamil also we say, Mei Maranda Nilai. Understand? In fact, whenever I used to eat, my mother used to say, Mei Maranda Saapadrani. Because, we do that, no? Mei Marathal. Now you forget yourself. That means what? Mei Maranda means what? You forget yourself. For a short while, you do not know you are. For a short while, you forget yourself. You're conscious of you are. You are, understand now, you are very much there. Even you know you are, but that your attention is taken, totally held by something. It can be an object of pleasure, okay? Whenever an object of pleasure holds your attention totally, then you forget yourself. Forgetting yourself means what? Your wrong identity is resolved. Forgetting oneself means what? You are conscious of yourself. You know you are. That alone is there. you know you are, but I am so and so. That identity is what? Ahankara is resolved. You know you are, but without even knowing who you are, your own identity is resolved. Ahankara is resolved. Because how ahankara is resolved, wrong notion is resolved for a short while, because the total attention of the mind is held by a given object. Something holds your attention. It can be, I told you even long ago, TV serial. It can be nice Carnatic classical music, raga alapanam, if you have ear for music. People who do not have ear for music, this is a problem. Okay, they will run away from the place. That's a different thing. Nothing can hold them. Okay, and suppose if you are a lover of fine arts, maybe the Bharatanatyam or any dance, even for people Michael Jackson's music, or any people, for people who like this or that, why people go craving for all these things? Go jumping, they forget. Know that it can be a classic. For us, okay, any classical music or anything which is, and then sometimes even the object of pleasure can be food also. With the very nice tasty food is served, when you start eating, if you're a very relisher of food, okay, then you can forget. That's a unavilum inbam. Understand? Unbadilum inbam. We have to have, there's pleasure in so many objects of pleasure, no? We have how many senses? Tell me. Through every sense organ, we can have a given object of pleasure. What you see sometimes can hold your attention. What you listen to can hold your attention. What you smell sometimes holds your attention. What you taste also holds your attention. What you, in fact, what you touch also holds your attention. Understand? Sparsha sukham. So, any of these pleasures, that is why any of the sense objects, any sense object which can hold attention for length of time, the attention is totally held by a given object, then that is the time attention being not available for other things. If attention is not available for other things, the smallness is not triggered. Understand? That is when the ahankara, it's not a short while, it resolves. When ahankara resolves, all the thoughts will resolve. Then what is that state of mind? Pleasure. No worry, no pain, no jealousy, no hatred, no anger, not even desire. Nothing is there. No thought is there. What happens? They all remain resolved. Why? Even the wrong identity is resolved. Ahankara is resolved. The wrong notion is resolved. It's not that it's resolved for good permanently. That temporarily they remain resolved. Whenever ahankara, you have to start from here. Whenever attention of the mind is held, totally held by a given object, then attention being not available for other things, other objects, then the wrong identity is resolved, remains resolved temporarily. Whenever wrong identity is resolved temporarily, then ahankara, the notion, also remains resolved temporarily for a short while. And for a short while, all the thoughts will be resolved. And that state of, that is an experience. That state of mind is called what? Inbam. Pleasure. And it's just a fraction of fullness, we say. And what we think, the object which holds our attention is mistaken for source of happiness or pleasure also. No object of pleasure should be mistaken for a source of happiness or source of joy or source of pleasure. that object by holding your attention, it only, understand now, it only triggers, it only helps to resolve the thoughts which cause infinite response of worry and pain. It holds attention totally, thereby all thoughts are resolved. That's all. But the happiness, actually the pleasure what you experience, the fraction, is only surfacing of fullness for a length of time, for a short while. Understand? But you do not know what surfaces is fullness, you do not know. That is the problem. And whenever the attention is disturbed, attention held by the object is disturbed, distracted from the object or taken away from the object, then what? Attention is available for everything else also. Then the wrong identity will surface again. It is not resolved for good, isn't it? So then wrong identity, then also ahankara will be there as usual. Then all other thoughts will surface. Then again what? Pleasure has gone. Kannamuchi. Understand now? So pleasure has gone. Why? Why pleasure has gone? Pleasure has not gone anywhere. The pleasure was there. That's why you said only fraction. Pleasure is a fraction of fullness, which surfaces for a short while. When ahankara is resolved for a length of time, for a short while. For the ahankara to be resolved for a short while, what you need to do? Your wrong identity has to be resolved. For if the wrong identity has been resolved, all your attention must be held by something else. Nee unnai marandhal. Even for a short while, ahankara is resolved temporarily. Look at this. Then all the thoughts are resolved. Then you have what? Sukha anubhava. You experience it, love sukham. Not sukha, purna sukham. Sukha anubhavam you have. You experience it, love sukham. That is why people are given to the habits of all these, liquor, drugs and all that. It is very difficult to take my mind from, once you are given to that habit, very difficult to take the attention from that. No way. Very deceptive, very deceiving. Yeah, whenever the people drink too much of alcohol and liquor and all that, and then what happens, these drugs also, you can just forget yourself. If there, you will forget yourself. You do not know what you are doing sometimes. Understand? When you forget yourself, identity, wrong identity is resolved. You are not bothered about what others think of you. Because you are not there to think about that and all those things. Your behavior, you are not bothered about what others think about your behavior also. You forget yourself. Ennai marakka vekkirathu. Understand now? If you forget yourself means your wrong identity is resolved. Wrong identity is resolved, ahankara, the wrong notion you have about yourself is resolved. Then naturally all the thoughts will be resolved. Then what you experience is what? That state is called pleasure. Understand now? That is why when you are watching some, for example, when you are listening to nice classical music, if you are a great lover of music, the whole mind will be after that, what, la raga alapa. Even if you don't know music, it doesn't matter. If you have ear for music, it's enough. Raga alapanam, the raga, and the words and the meanings, the mind goes totally. Now, you just do that, just forget. That time, no worry. Is there any worry? No. Is there any thought about anything else? Nothing. In laughter also, when you laugh aloud also, I tell you, there is a fraction of, manifestation of fullness. That is why Swamiji used to tell one story to make this understand. One does not need to do anything to be happy. That means what? To be happy, to have that experience of sukham. One does not need to do anything big. If one forgets oneself, ahankara is resolved for one, resolved. Understand? And all thoughts are resolved, you laugh aloud. Without laughing aloud also there is no pain or nothing. To be happy, one doesn't need to do anything. Swamiji used to tell a story. And Swamiji's story was copied by Rajinikanth and he used in his movie also. You know that? Angavastra Kadai. There were two friends. Okay, one boy was rich boy, one boy was poor boy. Have you heard Swamiji telling this? Very famous. Whole Jagat knows this. Swamiji, whole Jagat talks about this. Whole Jagat means what everybody, Swamiji would have told everywhere this. This his public talks. You know? And Rajinikanth used this also, but he didn't work it very well. Swamiji tells his way of telling is very nice. The two friends, one boy was poor boy, one boy was rich boy, and this poor, they're very good friends. And the poor guy got engaged and he goes in the village, okay, in Tamil Nadu village, and got engaged, and the marriage day came, and the rich boy looked very, you know, he thought, I should give my Angavastam to this boy, my friend, because he's the bridegroom, you see, bridegroom should look nice. So he gave his nice pattu Angavastram to his boy, to his friend. Not boy, okay, to young youth. And then what happened? The two people were dressed nicely and they were standing in the wedding house and all the people were coming. They were together standing all the time. People were coming, all relatives were coming to the wedding house, the grand mandapam. And I said, oh, the two nice, handsome young boys are standing. Rendu per nikkranga, maapilla yaro. Who's the bridegroom? No, the village style. Maapilla yaro. Swami Bhi Sulvar. Maapilla yaro. And then this Maapilla boy, no, in the Indian village boy is very shy. So he'll just be very shy. He won't say that I'm Maapilla. You know, the other friend has to tell. Another friend, he says to say, he's the Ivarda Maapilla, Potter Kangostra, and not the. He is the bridegroom, but Angavastram is mine. Angavastram, the shawl, is mine. And then other people were coming and every time he was telling, this is the bridegroom, Angavastram is mine, shawl is mine, like that he was saying. And then this fellow felt very shy. She called him the other side, hey, come on, shut up. You know, it's only yours. Okay, please, don't tell him, don't tell people that your Angavastram is yours. I feel very shy. Okay, I'm sorry, he said. Then again, people are coming again for the wedding, you know. Again, people are, oh, rendu pasanga, they saw two beautiful, handsome, nice, good-looking boys, and gorgeously dressed, and who's the maapilai, who's the bridegroom here, of the two? And again, he felt shy, okay, the bridegroom was very shy, to say that he was the bridegroom. Then the other boy said, no, the rich boy, he said, he is the maapilla, ivar da maapilla, potruk angavastra avloda da. Again he was thinking, my God, why should he, don't talk about angavastram at all. What did he say? You know, why do you say, tell a lie now, angavastram is mine. Don't talk about angavastram at all, don't tell it is yours, don't tell it is mine. Keep quiet, okay? And he said, it seems. Then again they were going and waiting and, you know, this chandanam kukkum and all that. And people were coming. Again people were asking, maapilla yaro? Then this fellow, again he was so shy, again he turned his face like this. And he couldn't keep quiet, this rich boy. He said, see, ivarudha maapilla, angavastra pathi onnum kekkadhinga. So he said that. And then when I say, it is not very nice, okay? When Swamiji says this, and this one particular time, he'll change his language from Tamil to Tamil. Tamil, from English to Tamil. I mean, he says the whole Kamarajar auditorium, you know, 5,000 people will laugh, burst into laughter the way Swamiji tells this. And Swamiji will ask, in between, suddenly he'll tell this in between. People won't even understand why Swamiji is talking about the Angavastham and Mapulai. Rajinikanth used to come and sit in the front row and listen to this. And he has used one of his movies, I think, you know, some movie. Some movie he used this. But it didn't come out very well. Anyway, so what I'm saying, this, then when the people laugh, and Hamji asks, what have you achieved now to laugh like this? What have you achieved? Do you achieve anything to laugh? To be happy? Without having achieved anything, you can be happy. Understand? Whenever laughter bursts out, what happened to Aha? Understand? See, Ahankara remains resolved. Ahankara can be resolved in two ways. By right identity, wrong notion can be resolved. By right perception of the self, by correcting the error in the perception of the self, the wrong identity can be resolved, wrong notion one has about the self can be resolved for good. That is the permanent resolution. Resolving the ahankara for good. Isn't it? Again, the wrong notion about the self will never arise. Tavarana yennam. See, notion is yennam, karuthu, isn't it? Tannai atman patre karuthu. Wrong notion about the self. Any notion which arises in the mind is a thought. And the notion about the self also is a thought. It can be right notion or wrong notion. Understand? But the wrong notion need not, right notion need not even arise. Just it be there, that's all. The wrong notion arises. Understand now? Wrong notion about the self is called ahankara. Wrong notion, how do you say, I am is a thought, fine. Anything added to I am is what? Ahankara. Why? It is wrong notion. I am is not wrong. I am is just the knowledge. I am, irikiren, is the knowledge. Nani yeduvaha irikiren, understand? I am so and so, I am this, I am that. Anything added to I am is what? Wrong notion. Wrong notion about the self. If you say notion about the body, I'm fat, when you say, oh, I'm fat means physically, the standpoint of the body. If you say that's right, but you don't say that, no? So always anything added to I am is what? The problem. That is what is ahankara, wrong notion about the self. About the self, self is not fat. Consciousness is neither fat nor thin, nor tall, isn't it? Nor flat. Consciousness is consciousness, that's all. But when you say, I am, the thought is fine. Anything added to the thought is the notion, becomes the notion about this self. Anything added to the thought, I am, the knowledge, okay, is what? It becomes the notion about the self, which is wrong notion, which is ahankaraha. And this notion, if it is corrected, error in the notion one has about the self is corrected by correcting the error in the perception of the self. How? By recognizing the self. By knowing what the self is, thereby, by removing the ignorance of the self, by correcting the error in the perception of the self, the wrong notion one has about the self can be corrected, then that wrong notion will be resolved for good. It will never arise. So resolving the ahankara for good, having the wrong notion one has about the self being resolved for good, is called ahankara nasha, ahankara tyaga. Adna ahankarate vidudal. We are not giving up anything. Ahankara naturally remains resolved, becomes resolved. Ankaram odingi vidum. Understand? Ankaram odingi vidudale neenga peridal. Ankaram being ankara being resolved for good is ankara being removed or being, you know, destroyed, or ankara being removed for good. How is it possible that our ahankara to be resolved? The error in the perception of the self has to be corrected. So to correct the erroneous self-perception, to have the right perception of the self, one has to resolve the very ignorance of the self. So ajnana nashe adhyasa nashaha, adhyasa nashe ahankara nashaha. Ahankara nashaha. When ahankara is resolved, that is called, that is permanent resolution. You don't need to do anything. Naturally, the ahankara will be resolved if the erroneous self-perception is corrected. Understand now? If the ahankara is resolved, this is permanent resolution. Once your notion about the self is, you know, corrected, again wrong notion will never arise. How can it arise? Varave varad. This resolved ahankara for good. When ahankara is resolved for good, even temporarily it is resolved. See, when ahankara remains resolved temporarily, not in temporary resolution, ajnanam is not resolved. Understand, adhyasaha is not resolved, erroneous self-perception is not resolved. But what is resolved? The ahankara alone is resolved temporarily. So for temporary resolution, for temporarily resolving, having the ahankara resolved, your attention needs, all your attention has to be held by something. Understand now? So that is why you had to understand this difference. Have you understood the difference now? In jnanam, there is permanent resolution of ahankara. But in ajnanam, whenever you have something holds attention, also, if the attention is totally held by something, also, you will forget yourself. You will know you are, but you will forget yourself means, you will forget, the identity will be resolved, thereby ahankara will be resolved temporarily. Whenever ahankara is resolved temporarily, then what you have, all the thoughts will be resolved. Then that state of experience is called what? Pleasure. But it's only fraction. But if ahankara is resolved permanently, not temporarily, then all the thoughts will be resolved permanently. Then what you have is nirantara, nitya nirantara sukham. Not temporary sukham, but permanent sukham. And here permanent sukham is not fraction, it is fullness. If being fullness, you will never lose fullness. Why? Because it is the very swarupam. How can the sun lose this effulgence? Sun can never lose the effulgence, because effulgence is the swarupam of the sun. Fire can never lose the heat, because it is swarupam. Similarly, fullness is the very swarupam of the Atma, the self. Will never lose it. Understand? That is why it is called resolution. I want to understand. One more thing I tell you. But in deep sleep state, it's all about lots of things. I had to clear the doubts today for you. In deep sleep state, I tell you, all the thoughts are resolved. I use the word resolved. Yella ennangalum odingi irikkindrana aalnda urakkathil. All the thoughts are resolved in deep sleep state. That means all the thoughts means what? Including the knowledge I am. There is not the thought I am. I am in deep sleep state, but not knowing I am. Irikkiren endra arivu illamal irikkiren. Understand? When in deep sleep state. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all the thoughts are resolved. Do you need to do any special thing to put all the thoughts to sleep? No. Those thoughts naturally resolve. And natural, that is the function of the mentation, okay? Part of the function of mind, minding. All the thoughts resolve for length of time, and all the thoughts rise and they remain for length of time. When the thoughts all rise, it's called rising, waking up of the mind. It's called a waking state. And they fall asleep. Falling asleep means what? All the thoughts remaining resolved is called a deep sleep state. All the thoughts again rising slowly is what? No, waking state. And in between, just the thoughts which are already there, they jumbled thoughts and they rise. And that is a different experience, subtle experience. It's also a dream state. Isn't it? Three states you have. We have, without any effort, thoughts naturally resolve, naturally rise. You, even if you have no say over that, even if you want to, ennangal thamaga odungi, thamaga ezhugindrana. Urakku odungugira nilai, urakka nilai. Thamaga ezhundal, that is waking state. It is naturally happening. Do you have to do anything? You have to just take care of your sleep. If you don't keep awake, if you know how to sleep, you know very well, no? Then there's no problem. It is naturally resolved, but naturally wake up. That is also thoughts being resolved. Okay, the state of thoughts being resolved. So in pleasure, in waking state also, you can have your thoughts resolved. Okay, when by having the ahankara resolved temporarily, by allowing this attention to be held by a given object of thought, then you have pleasure. In deep sleep state, when the thoughts naturally resolve, also ahankara is resolved, therefore you have temporary sukham. That's an experience, this is also an experience. Look at them, take time from the experience now. Deep sleep state is an experience when all the thoughts are resolved naturally. And in any experience of pleasure also, thoughts are all resolved. You do not know as long as you are experiencing pleasure. When your attention is taken away, there's pleasure is not there. Okay, worries come again. Isn't it? Then also, you do not, I don't know whether you notice this or not. Okay, hereafter we go to the music come, no? After the music come, we'll try and see. Are there some dance? Or even you watch something else. You like it. So, it holds so much. After that you should see, as I was enjoying music, did I have any other thought? Mostly, if you deeply involved, if you are not half involved, means may not. Then you can see that's a real pleasure. You will say that. How was it? A real pleasure. It means what? You're totally lost. Understand now? It can be a film also, any movie, anything. You can ask the question afterwards. Did I have any other thought? No. As long as I was watching, nothing else came to my mind. Understand? That's also. So even in waking state, when you experience pleasure also, you can understand if ahankara is not resolved, it is very difficult for one to have the pleasure of to experience any amount of pleasure. Okay, any pleasure at all. Understand now? There also thoughts are resolved. In waking state also, being awake, knowing you are, at least in deep sleep state, naturally all thoughts resolve. In pleasure, in waking state also, whenever there is pleasure, the experience of pleasure, that's also a fraction, then also thoughts are resolved. I want to tell you this. It's all temporary resolution of thoughts. Whenever thoughts are resolved, by having the ahankara resolved, okay, then you have temporary sukham. That's a pleasure which is a fraction. This is waking state. Then the third word, then samadhi. It is neither experiencing, nor neither the mind is held by an object of pleasure, but here you practice meditation and you practice for what? For your attention to be held by a given object of meditation. Every day you practice. In object, in music, one day Chidaranathan music, one day Bombay Jayashree. Okay, there's a different thing, isn't it? But still music is music. Or one day you go for some dance program. Bharatanati Arangetam, something else, something. It can be different objects can hold your attention. Different objects of pleasure can hold your attention. But in samadhi also what happens? In whether savikalpa samadhi or nirvikalpa samadhi, you practice meditation and thereby you make one object practicing constantly. It's a will involved, you know, consciously you practice. You don't want to really, effortlessly there you have pleasure. And here effort is involved. Because when your attention goes somewhere and you try to focus and practice for a length of time, not that easy to have samadhi also. And naturally, and the constant practice for a length of time also helps you resolve. It holds attention. That be what now? All the thoughts will be resolved. You forget. In samadhi also, there is no jnanam like in sleep. Life experience of sukham in waking state, pleasure, you know, samadhi also is an experience. You see, thoughts are resolved. Ennangal ellam odungi irundal irukkinda nilaikku peru inbam. Okay, pleasure. And ella ennangalum odunguvadharku what should have resolved? Ahankara. For which, understand now, you had to forget yourself. So in samadhi also, they get kick, but harmless kick. But in liquor, harmful kick. Okay, people who say samadhi, they'll be very upset with me. After all, you reduce this to this much. Now, I'm not saying anything. I have great respect for samadhis, but still, it is some samadhi. Okay, we are not interested in samadhi. That's what I wanted to tell you. Nirvikalpa or savikalpa, in any samadhi, there is sukham. Why thoughts are resolved? Why ahankara is resolved? Why ahankara is resolved? Identity is resolved. Why object holds the attention? So what? There is experience of sukham. Experience of sukham is what? Sukha anubhavaha. Sukha anubhavaha means Purna sukhasya. Okay? It is not purna sukham. It is only fraction of fullness. Got it now? This is all temporarily having the thoughts resolved. In sleep, natural resolution now. Naturally thoughts resolved. But in pleasure and in samadhi, in pleasure, objects help you to resolve the thoughts. In meditation, helps you resolve the thoughts. That is the what is that which helps you have the thoughts resolved. That's why people like meditation. Why? Meditation practice for a length of time helps to have the thoughts resolved. In fact, helps you forget yourself also. That's what Ramana Maharshi was so particular about mentioning it. But he says, that is only layaha. Got it now? Layaha. Whenever there's a layaha of thoughts, there is sukha anubhavaha. That layaha is only temporary because thoughts will arise again. Why thoughts should arise again, because as long as ahankara is there, thoughts will not be resolved for good. Thoughts will arise again and again. Whenever ahankara resolves for a short while, thoughts also, all thoughts will resolve for a while. When will ahankara resolve for a while? Whenever wrong perception is resolved. That means what? One forgets oneself. For one to be forgotten, what one should do? Attention of the mind be totally held by something. Either sleep or something has to hold our attention. We need some gilukai. Any child, no? Bhamji always says this. Child will be child will be crying. No, the baby. Crawling, not in crawling baby. There's still the 4 months, few months baby who's still not crawling, started crawling. The baby will cry. And then what you should do? Take a big gilukai. It means what? Stop crying. To make the child stop crying, what you need to do? Divert the attention. To divert the attention, what you should do? We all have been mothers and fathers, so you know how you stop the children crying, no? Diversion of the attention. Attention has to be diverted. How you divert a child's attention? The child does not know anything, okay? Very raw-headed. So big sound itself is very new. Understand now? Very new, the whole jagat is new. Few months. So anything is exciting, no? Something to do? That is why we had to go and do something in front of divert the attention. That self forgets. Look at this. You starts, okay? There is no ahankara. But still I am saying, child, there is no ahankara. Only when the child becomes to, it picks up ahankara. That is terrible too. Till to no ahankara, no identity. Naanaki vanden pesitruko. Understand? Because that's why kulandhen deyam ondru. One till two. Okay, that's a different thing. Now what I'm saying here, similarly we also need some gilukai. Old people's gilukai. Understand? Then what? You can have thoughts resolved. Gilukai is replaced by something else now. Replaced by something else. So thoughts resolved. But Ramana Maharishi said, don't get carried away. No. There is something, this layaha, this resolution, a temporary resolution is called a layaha. Permanent resolution is called a nashaha. Understood now? I want to explain this. I've been talking about every week. I'm repeating it. But today I want to make it very clear. Temporary resolution is called layaha. Permanent resolution is called a nashaha. Nashaha does not mean destruction. Understand now? Understand? Got it now? Again, the thoughts do not arise. What I said. But even here, what should we do? That is what? Vicharena. Atma swarupa vicharena. Vicharaha means what? It is also meditation. Swarupa vicharaha also is meditation. But in this meditation is called contemplation. It is called nididhyasanam or nirguna brahma upasanam. This nirguna brahma upasanam, nididhyasanam, nirguna brahma dhyanam, the contemplation, which is also meditation because it's a mental activity. Meditation is a mental activity. That's all. The body and speech are not involved in mental activity. Even though mind is involved in physical and oral activities, mind has to be involved in physical and oral activities. Otherwise, we'll call it a mechanical action, isn't it? If we want to, no, we have to be attentive in what we are doing physically and orally. But in mental activity, if your body and speech are not involved, mind alone is involved. That is why meditation, but contemplation also is meditation. But meditation is not contemplation. Why? In meditation, object of meditation is different from the meditator. Whereas in contemplation, object of meditation is the very subject of meditator. Understand now? Therefore, meditator, meditated, difference is not there. Therefore, it is contemplation. Understand? But what do we call it? It's also meditation. It is a mental activity. Where do you do this contemplation? Only the mind is involved. But what are you dwelling on is not an object but the very subject. What is that? Swarupam, the nature. What is the nature of what? Nature of the reality. What is the reality? The self of all the beings. So what? As the very self. You dwell upon the nature of the reality which is there as the self. As the meaning of the word I. As the substance of the substantive I. As the content of aham. Aham itself means what? Asmi. Aham, asmi, I am. I means I am, isn't it? I am is a thought. And the thought is what? It's a thought wave. What is the content of the thought wave? Like H2O is the content of any wave. What is the content of the thought wave? Consciousness. If you know the content of one wave, thought wave, aham, I am, then you know the content of all the thought waves. Okay? Is as well known. You know the content of the entire mind. Content means what? The very essence, the very existence, the very life, the very substratum of the entire mind. Once you know the substratum, the existence of the mind, you know the existence all the beings. So, Atma Swarupa Darshanam, Atma Swarupa Jnanam is what? Okay, Swarupa Jnanam is in fact Swarupa Jnanam of the entire Jagat. Understand now? And Swarupa Jnanam of the entire Jagat is what? Knowledge of Anandaha. Knowledge of limitlessness also. They are not two, three different things. See, knowledge of the Atma, the Self, is the knowledge of the reality of the Jagat. Knowledge of the reality of the Jagat is the knowledge of Anandaha, the fullness. So, knowledge of the Self is equal to knowledge of the reality, the Self of all the beings. Knowledge of the reality is equal to knowledge of Anandaha, the fullness. Nirevu. Therefore, one can discover Nirevu. How? By discovering the truth of the whole Jagat. How? By discovering the truth of one's own antahkaranam. How? By discovering the truth of one thought, I am. How? By knowing what I am. You know, not what I am. Asking, okay, by knowing what I am is. Understand this? What is this am? Understand? You discover it. And that is why that vicharaha, swarupa, how you study, understand the shastram. Shastram will help you understand. The words of the shastram will help you. No, will reflect the swarupam of the meaning of the word I. Nityaha, Shuddha, Nasarvagataha. Like that you will understand. Then you dwell upon the nature of that reality. Then where is your mind? Whenever you dwell up, I told you last class also, whatever you are dwelling upon, you are with that. Manam yedai ennugiradho adanodu nee irukkirai. Whatever you are thinking of, you are with that what your mind is thinking of. Understand? The mind, you are thinking of, you are constantly dwelling upon the nature of the reality. Where are you? You are with yourself. Abba, that is what is being with oneself. In contemplation, you learn to be with yourself. you learn to be by yourself. In fact, the whole Jagat will be there, but the whole Jagat is not there. That means what? Whole Jagat will be there. You are just with yourself. And you don't need to undo anything also for that. So that's why Swarupa Anusandhanena. Understand now? We're constantly dwelling upon the nature of the reality as the meaning of the word. I is called Swarupaha. Also, it will end up in the ascertained, doubt-free vision of the nature of the reality being fullness. Okay? It will help you'll have the ascertained, doubt-free knowledge, steadfast, knowledge of the oneness of reality, non-duality of the reality. Anaittum parambarule, irandavadu veru porul illai, that jnanam, you will have it doubt-free vision. In that vision, what happens? You aham will be resolved. Understand now? Ignorance of the self will be resolved. In discovering what I am, how do you discover? By studying Shastram, you have understood. Having understood, by studying further, you resolved your doubts. By studying further, by then, having understood the nature of the self, meaning of the word I, then by focusing attention on the nature of the self revealed by the words of the Shastram, you have ascertained vision of the self, wherein you have resolved your ignorance of this self. You understand the self, then you resolve the doubts about the self, then by focusing your attention on the nature of the self revealed by the words of the Shastram, by constantly dwelling upon, you have the ascertained vision of the reality, ascertained vision of the self. Naan endra sollin porul telivaga urudiyaga vilangum poludu. Understand? What happens now? Ignorance of the self is naturally resolved. You don't undo ignorance. Understand? So having ignorance is a state of mind. It's not resolved, you have to understand. The ignorance of the self, which is a state of mind, which has been there timelessly, beginninglessly, uncreatedly, and which resolves by itself, தானாகவே நீங்குகிறது. It resolves by itself how? In the ascertained vision of the self. How do you have the ascertained vision of the self? By constantly dwelling upon the nature of the self. So constantly, continuously dwelling upon the nature of the self, thinking about the nature of the self is contemplation. How can you dwell upon the nature of the self if you do not know what is the nature of the self? How do you know? Swamiji always says, if I ask all of you, come on, all of you meditate upon Simla apple. You can think of some apple, okay? You know the word apple. All of you meditate upon Gagabugai. Swamiji's word, okay? Gagabugai. How can you meditate upon Gagabugai when you do not know what Gagabugai is? It's a meaningless sound, isn't it? So it is impossible for us to meditate upon something without knowing what it is. So only when you constantly, continuously dwell upon, contemplate upon the nature of the self, you can have the ascertained vision of the self. This is the self. This is the meaning of the word I. This is where the I am is a thought which rises, which exists and which resolves. There's no other place, there's no other locus where the thought I am comes into being, stays and resolves. How do you know? Because in deep sleep state, I am is not there. Only in waking state it is there. The thought which rises, exists and resolves. So what is there then? When the thought is not there, what alone is there is the origin of am. Illada podu edu irikkirado, am thought, illada podu, what is there, that is the origin. When the wave is not there, what is there? Origin. Stillness. Where is stillness? Awareness, H2O, isn't it? Similarly, when the thought is not there, where was it? In awareness. What is there? That is awareness. How was it resolved? It rises. So you arrive at it. So first you arrive at the nature of the reality, understand the nature of the reality, then the many words of the Shastram, you know, reveal the nature of the reality in different ways. How the reality is sarvagataha, all-pervasive, how it is free, nityaha, free from time limitation, how it is, like that, no? All-pervasiveness, timelessness, spatial limitlessness, it in many words unfold the nature of the self. When you understand the nature of the self, then you can focus. Understand? When you focus your attention on the nature of the self, when you constantly focus and dwell upon it, then what? Yes, this is what is the Atma. This is what is the meaning of the word I. This is what is this self. This is what is the existence of I am. This is what is the existence of the all the thoughts. This is what is the existence of that will become very clear. Understand? So, Atma Swarupa Jnanam is what? Eva, okay? Knowledge of the self is the knowledge of the self of all the beings. Knowledge of the self of all the beings is, in fact, knowledge of what fullness is. There are not many different things, okay? When I say it looks as though something very one after the other, that's not true. Understand that ascertained vision. Understand now? Once in that vision, ascertained vision of the Atma. So, how knowledge of the self helps you to contemplate upon the nature of the self. The contemplation upon the nature of the self helps you have the ascertained, doubt-free knowledge, vision of the self. So that, in that vision, when you have the doubt-free vision of the self, your wrong perception of the self resolves by itself. Isn't it? Ignorance is resolved. Even ignorance is resolved, wrong perception also goes, because becomes corrected. It resolves. When the wrong perception goes, ignorance is gone. Ignorance caused other ahankara. What's ahankara? I am itself is resolved. And as what now? The content of I am is known. Understand now? Then the notions. I am the wave, I the wave, am H2O. Understand? So I am consciousness. This is absolutely real. I am fat, I am tall, I am thin, I am dark, I am so-and-so, I am intelligent, I am hungry, I am dull, I am sad, I am happy. All these things are what? Relatively real. Okay? Not absolutely real. What is absolutely real? I am consciousness. Then that ahankara resolves. So wrong notion about the self resolves by for good. Gets corrected and dissolves for good. The wrong notion is resolved for good permanently. Ahankara is permanently resolved by having the wrong, you know, self-perception removed, corrected by resolving the ignorance, by having the steadfast knowledge, the ascertained vision of the self, by constantly contemplating upon the nature of the self, what happens? All the thoughts are as good as resolved for good. Understand now? எல்லா எண்ணங்களும் ஒடுங்க பெற்ற மாதிரினா. That means what? Thoughts may arise, thoughts may, whether the thoughts, knowing the truth of all the thoughts is as good as having the thoughts resolved. Even if the thoughts arise, understand, identity being not there, thoughts will arise. So in knowledge, without having the thoughts resolved also, the thoughts are as good as resolved. Suppose for a jnani, understand what I'm saying? So this sort of resolution is called what? Thoughts are resolved for good means thoughts are never, understand? Thoughts are looked upon as mithya. Why? The content of every thought being consciousness is very clear for a jnani. Understand now? So in jnanam, even if the thoughts arise, I tell you, what do we mean by Swamiji? What do you mean by having the thoughts? Even if the thoughts are there, in knowledge, even if the thoughts are there, still the thoughts are as good as having thoughts resolved means, what do you mean by that? You may ask. It means you will be objective towards the thoughts. You will be able to be objective towards your thoughts. Understand now? This is a very important thing. Even a jnani falls asleep, jnani also wakes up. Ajnani also sleep, ajnani also wakes up. In deep sleep state, whether a jnani or ajnani, all the thoughts are resolved. Jnani also falls asleep, ajnani also falls asleep, because mind is a mind, isn't it? For ajnani's mind also is resolved in deep sleep state, jnani's mind also is resolved in deep sleep state. When they wake up, jnani also has waking state experience, ajnani also has waking state experience. But I say jnani, what is the difference here? In ajnani, that ignorance is not resolved. Understand? Ajnanam is still there. In jnani's mind, ajnanam is resolved. In ajnani's mind, the self, wrong perception of the self is still there. The ahankara is very much there. Not thin ahankara, bloated ahankara. And in ajnani, perception of self, erroneous self-perception is not there. This right perception of the self is there. Therefore, ahankara is resolved. What ahankara is resolved means what? The wrong notion about the self is resolved for good in a jnani. Whether he is asleep or he is up. In sleep, nobody needs to worry about ahankara. In sleep, for ajnani also, ahankara is not there. Abba. At least that is why we are happy. You know that? Why there is sukham in deep sleep state? I told you already. Thoughts are resolved because ahankara is resolved. Why? All the thoughts are resolved. For a jnani, whether he is asleep or whether he is awake, understand, his ahankara is resolved for good. With ahankara is resolved, jnani may have other thoughts rising still. But still, those thoughts are as good as resolved. What does it mean? Jnani's thoughts are not literally resolved, but jnani's thoughts in waking state also, jnani's thoughts are as good as resolved means, what does it mean? Knowing the truth of all the thought waves being consciousness is, in fact, having the thoughts resolved as mithya in the reality. எண்ணங்கள் எல்லாம் ஒடுங்க பெற்ற மாதிரினா. பிகாஸ் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் எனிபடி வில் ஹாவ் தாட்ஸ். சோ ஞானி ஆல்சோ வில் ஹாவ் தாட்ஸ். பட் த திங் பட் ஸ்டில் ஞானி வில் பி வெரி ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆல் தி தாட்ஸ் ஹிஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் தேர்ஸ் நோ இன்டர்னலைசேஷன் இஸ் நாட் தேர். ஞானி இஸ் ஃப்ரீ. ராங் ஐடென்டிட்டி இஸ் நாட் தேர். Therefore, ahankara is resolved, sense of inadequacy is resolved, understand? And any number of thoughts can arise, jnani is objected towards the thoughts, understand? Still, he knows thoughts as thoughts. He does, jnani does not, because he is conscious, he is aware, he is objective towards the thoughts, no, he is very objective. Jnani is totally, Jnani has perfect objectivity. Therefore, thoughts will be there for a Jnani in waking state, but he knows thoughts are mithya. Thoughts arise and thoughts resolve. This is also resolution. That's why I want to teach it today. It's the main teaching. Before I go to this verse, I have to teach. Because Swamini used the word resolution everywhere. Ennangal ellam odungugindrana nu sollittu. What do I mean by that? So, I tell you, when you see the wave, you will be seeing waves coming and going. If you do not see the water being the truth of the waves, you have not resolved the waves in the water. When you know the truth of the waves being water, you have not still resolved, waves are not still resolved, but in terms of knowledge, you have resolved the waves in water. How? If you know the truth of the waves being water, then you can say, oh, wave is nothing but water. This is resolving the wave in the water in its reality. Understand? This is also resolving. Similarly, your thoughts may be there for a jnani in waking state. Still, he has objectivity towards the thoughts. Why? Because he has resolved the thoughts where? In consciousness. By knowing what I am, understand now? What is I am? Is by knowing it. He has known the truth of the entire mind and has corrected the error in the perception of the self, has resolved the wrong notion about the self for good, and he is perfectly, totally objective towards all the thoughts, and even the thoughts arise, he has got the thoughts resolved. How? Thoughts may be there. You don't need, I told you even last class, without flattening the wave also, you can resolve the waves. How? By knowing the truth of the wave being water. If you know, oh, truth of the chain is gold, means you have resolved the chain in gold. If you know the truth of the pot being clay, you have resolved the pot in clay. This also resolution, this I want to tell you. Jnani has resolved his ahankara for good by correcting his erroneous self-perception, by resolving the very ignorance, by having the steadfast doubt-free knowledge of the self, by contemplating upon the nature of the self. Thereby, even if jnani has some thoughts, he is objective towards the thoughts. And second thing, he knows the thoughts are mithya because he has resolved the thoughts in their reality. And say, Paramburulai arindavanukku ennangal elundhalum elada madri. Odunga peravittalum ஒடுங்க பெற்ற மாதிரி. Why? Because he does not have identity with the thoughts. Understand? Why? Because he is objective towards the thoughts. Understand? Not only that, he'll say, everything is me also. If he knows, I am consciousness. Anger wave also is what? Every wave, one wave knows I am H2O. It will, all the waves are H2O. Understand? Similarly, all the other thoughts are what now? Anger is consciousness. Consciousness is not desire, but desire is consciousness. Consciousness does not become angry. Consciousness is not anger, but anger thought is consciousness. Consciousness does not become jealous of something or somebody. Understand? Consciousness is not jealousy, but jealousy is a thought which is consciousness. Consciousness is not hatred. Consciousness does not have hatred towards anybody, anything. Consciousness is not hatred, but hatred is nothing but consciousness. Consciousness does not have a knowledge. Understand now? Knowledge is, any knowledge is what? Consciousness. Consciousness is, reality is pure knowledge. Swayam knowledge. You can't say have knowledge. Have means separable. Understand? You can't say sun has light. It's our, for want of words we have to say, oh, sun has light. Hey, light is sun. Not having. Inseparably intrinsic. Isn't it? That is why everything is Ishvara. Pain, consciousness does not have any sorrow. Consciousness is not sorrow, but sorrow is a state of mind which is consciousness. Consciousness does not have pleasure. Okay, does not enjoy pleasure, experience pleasure. Consciousness does not experience pleasure, understand? Consciousness is not the pleasure, but the pleasure is fraction of consciousness, fullness. Pleasure is consciousness, pain is consciousness, sorrow is consciousness. Any notion is consciousness. Consciousness does not have any notion about anything. But any notion of whoever has is what? Consciousness. Consciousness is not the mind, not the thought. But every thought is consciousness. Every mind, entire mind is consciousness. All the minds are consciousness. Got it? I think I have made some clarity, brought in some clarity today. Haven't I? Because the word resolving will be a very confusing word. That is why where all we use the word resolving. Resolution of thoughts. Ennangal odungi irthal. I have to use this, no? But when we have thoughts resolved temporarily, what do we mean by temporary resolution? What do we mean by permanently having resolved? So in waking state, even a jnani will have thoughts. But still jnani's thoughts are as good as resolved, as though they are resolved. Why? Because of his objectivity. Because he knows the truth, reality. He knows the reality of the thoughts. He does not mistake, he does not take the thoughts for reality. He knows the thoughts as thoughts. He is conscious. And second thing, when you say, I the self am consciousness, all that, everything here is consciousness. Therefore, I am everything. Aham Brahma Chaitanyam. Idam Sarvam Brahma. All that is here is Brahman. Therefore, Aham Idam Sarvam. When you say Aham Idam Sarvam, you know, at least three words, you know Sanskritam very well now. Aham, you know, idam, you know. Aham, idam, sarvam, aham. All that is, there is me. Understand now? what is the standpoint you have to see, not just the body mind complex. If you, that's what having ascertained vision. Vision means what? Vision of the reality, as the self, as pure consciousness. So knowing the content of I am, that is what Ramana Maharshi emphasizes. Understand now? So, resolving the thoughts by knowing the truth of the thoughts, even when the thoughts are there, and so it's called permanently thoughts being resolved. What is permanently resolved? Having the thoughts resolved? Even if the thoughts are there, having the thoughts, by knowing the truth of the thoughts, thereby resolving the thoughts as mithya is also resolution of thoughts. That is a permanent resolution. How that is, that thing is possible only when you resolve your ahankara. That is because of, by knowing the truth of I am. Is it clear now? That is also resolution. And then how you resolve? There you have sukham. That sukham. So having the ahankara resolved permanently by resolving the ajnanam, then what you have is nirantara sukham. That's why jnani is said to be the one who revels in fullness, not fraction. That is why any pleasure, if jnani has, objects of pleasure also, is there. That is what? Bonus. Okay? That means that will not add to jnani's fullness. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, you will come across when you finish the second chapter. See, the already ocean is full. And suppose again big rain comes, pours down. And water comes and joins. How much ever water goes and joins the ocean, the addition of water will not make the ocean bigger. Already ocean is full. In summer, even in Gulf countries, only heat, no rain or nothing, no addition of water. But still ocean is full, lot of evaporation. Water gets evaporated in the heat and goes and pours down elsewhere, not in that country. That's what's called desert, isn't it? Even then, ocean is full. That means what? Jnani, one who has discovered the fullness as Swarupam, for him, there is always fullness. Pleasure does not add to his fullness. It only is Swarupam. Pain also does not shake that fullness because Swarupam. Pain is Jnani. Pain is Atma. Pleasure also is Atma. Pain and pleasure both are fullness for Jnani. Understand? This is Satyam. This is a fact. Understand? That is what is said here. See, to come to this verse, it's time till... Okay, thank God we have time. I think I have... Maybe I can tell you next class again. The resolution of the thoughts. Having the thoughts resolved. Ennangal odunga petra nilai. Understand now? I think I have made it very clear, I think, today. So, because to go to this verse now. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvatah. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvatah. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. Ahamayam kuto bhavati chinvatah.
Ahamayam
kuto bhavati chinvatah. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. Ayipatatyaham nijavicharanam. That is why I said, so this vicharaha, this enquiry into the nature of the self, which is contemplation. Even though contemplation is meditation, we should remember meditation is not contemplation. Meditation will help you have only temporary experience of pleasure, okay, sukham, which is a fraction. But contemplation alone will help you discover fullness, thereby it will help you have the thoughts resolved for good, which will result in nasha. Understand now? Not the permanent resolution of the thoughts is called nashaha. Understand now? So he says, and for what you should do? Aham. What is this meaning of the word aham? You have understood. Then constantly dwelling upon the meaning of the word aham. Aham, the content of the aham is equal to chaitanyam, consciousness. Then you know the swarupam of the consciousness with the help of the shastra words. Then you constantly dwell upon the nature of the self. That is called one who constantly contemplates upon the nature of the atma. When a person dwells upon the nature of the atma, the meaning as the meaning of the word I is called chinvan, chinvataha. Chinvataha means what? For the one who contemplates upon. Chinvataha means for the one who contemplates upon, for the contemplator, for the one who constantly dwells upon the nature of the self. Chinvataha, for the one who constantly enquires into the nature of the Atma. Enquiring into the nature of the Atma means what? Dwelling upon the nature of the Atma. Then, what happens? What happens when a person enquires into the nature of the meaning of the word I? Hey, what this I am is? What happens? If you enquire into the truth of the wave, hey, what this wave is all about? Oh, wave is H2O. When you arise at the truth of the wave, what do? Where is the wave? There is only H2O. When you say there's only H, when you arrive at the truth of the wave, then you say, you do not say wave is not there at all. You say, where is the wave? Wave is only H2O. Wave is, but as though. Wave illave illai, you don't say. Wave is as though. Wave is not there at all, really speaking. Wave is as though. That means what? Wave is not there at all. Means wave does not exist independently. Therefore, what is there is only water, H2O. Similarly, when you enquire what I am, what I am means what? What this I am is, okay, when you enquire, you arrive at what? I am consciousness. Like wave is H2O, how you arrive at, then you arrive at I am consciousness. I am is in fact consciousness, we arrive at it. Then you say, consciousness exists independent of I am, when I am is not there also. But I am does not exist outside of consciousness, independent of consciousness. Oh, where I am? First you say who I am, what I am, you enquire, chinvati, okay, chinute. Then chinvataha, for the one who, you know, enquires into the nature of the self, he stumbles upon what? For the one who enquires into the nature of the I am, then he stumbles upon consciousness. Then he arrives at what? There's no other truth other than consciousness. Then he says, where am I? Where this I am is? I am does not have independent existence. outside of consciousness, other than consciousness, apart from consciousness. Therefore, where am I? Nanangirudhu unmayil ondru illai. Iruppadu pol iruppadu. Understand now? Illave illadhu alla, unmayil iruppaduvum alla. I am is not something which is there independently, is not something which is not there at all, non-existent thing also. It is there as though, really speaking, I am does not exist independently. I am, there's no I am independently. I am awareness. Like wave is H2O, I am awareness. I am is awareness. I think we had to make it like this. Am is awareness is better, isn't it? It makes it more meaningful for you. Am is awareness is better. Understand? So for the one who inquires into the nature of the Atma, nature of the meaning of the word I, then chinvataha, I am aham. Look at this. I am aham. I am means what? This I. Idam I am aham means what? Yeshaha aham. Okay? I am aham. This I. Kutaha bhavati. How can there be I am independent of awareness? For the one who enquires into the nature of the I, nature of the truth of the I, nature of the self, aham kutaha bhavati. How can there be? Bhavati, eppadi irukka mudiyum? Naan yaar endru, naan ennude porul enna endru thedu vicharam seiravarukku, naan enbadu eppadi irukka mudiyum? Apparama, illam poiduma. That means what? Aham kutaha bhavati. How can there be aham? That means what? Aham will be there. Oh, aham is I am is not the reality. I am is only mithya. Truth of I am is what? Awareness. It is like asking, you know, for the one who enquires into the truth of the wave, how can there be wave afterwards? That means what? There cannot be wave anymore for him. That means what? He will have resolved the wave where in its reality. For him, wave is not there at all really. Wave is there as though. But wave is not there really. What is there really is H2O. Similarly, for the one who enquires into the truth of I am, what I am, he enquires into, he stumbles upon what? The truth of I am is what? Awareness. Then what will he say? Where I am. Where is this I am? Independent of awareness. Kutaha bhavati, aham kutaha bhavati. I am aham kutaha bhavati. Inda naanungirudhu, inda naanung solranum. Inda naan pochi, pandha naan, naane illippo. Inda naan solrame. Look at this, how beautiful he is saying in Sanskritam. When you put it in Sanskritam, no, in English this expression doesn't become very expressive. Look at this. This naan, this I am, inda naan solrame, inda naan yaarnu, na vicharam pandrappo, inda naan, what happens to this? Enga illam pohudhuna? When you inquire into the nature of this I am, when you inquire into the truth of what I am, where is I am then? I am resolves. As what? In its reality. Understand now? Have you made it clear or not? Okay. So, chinvataha aham I am aham kutaha bhavati. First he said, may one enquire into the meaning of the word I am. The naan endra sollin porule oruvan vicharam pannatum. Ennana vicharam pandradhaan. It's called self-enquiry. Swarupa vicharaha. Atma swarupa vicharaha. For vicharayataha purushasya. For the one who enquires into the nature of the self, for the one who enquires into the meaning of the word I am, thereafterwards, I am? How can there be I am? What will you say? Oh, I am does not exist independent of, outside of awareness. Why? Awareness is the truth of I am, content of I am. Yeah, yes, it is. Then what happens? He is calling. I, oh my dear, he says here, okay? He says here, my dear Sika, aham patati. Patati aham. Say no? Patati aham. In Sandhi, in euphonic combination, it says patatyaham. Say no? Patatyaham. Patati aham. Say patati aham. I taught you in grammar class aham patami. Didn't I? Aham gachami, aham patami, aham likami. But he says patati aham. You know what? Aham patati, the I notion falls. Aham pati means what? Ahankara falls. Aham pati means I falls. Okay? Don't think I'm teaching wrong grammar here. Aham patati means what? The notion that I am. Okay? What? False, patati, gachati, patati, likhati. Oh, I have taught you patati. Patati means what? Look at this. Specs, patati. Patati, false. So, aham patati. Aham patati means what? If really I fall down, I can say aham patami. But aham patati means aham, the notion that I am resolves. The thought that I am, the knowledge that I am, at least some grammar helps, isn't it? Aham patati means what? I am the knowledge that I am, the thought resolves in its reality. Just as wave, the truth of the wave is anchored into, wave becomes resolved in H2O. Similarly, the knowledge, the thought, I am, the am, I am, when you anchor into the truth of the I am, what this I am is, it resolves as mithya in its reality. You'll stumble upon its reality being consciousness, then you'll say, where is I am? Where is this I am? How can there be I am? If you anchor into that, you'll resolve I am in what? In awareness. Therefore, what now? Aham patati. The I becomes, I am becomes resolved. I becomes resolved. Where? In awareness. For whom? For the one who enquires into the truth of what I am. I tell you, amazing teacher, Ramana Maharshi, okay? He has given so much, but he never taught systematically people. Yes, but the whole systematic in this book, he never sat and taught people, you know that? He never just sat quiet. He was so free from the pressure of wanting to teach also. It is fullness. Vandu purinja purinjina, makkena. For the person who knows, he was so free. So free. He never really made efforts. And because some people gave some pressure, so full person, and something came out. The form of books. So free, you know. Amazing. That's why he never asked, because it's a different person, different level of person. But that's why that even to understand Ramana, like any of our Mahatmas, all of Tiruvachakam, this morning, amazing. I read one small verse from Tamil. A typical Upanishad verse. Maybe I'll give you verse 4 lines. Next class I'll bring it. I have written it today because I was still drowsy. I didn't do it. Just the 4 lines. Just the Upanishadic words. What exactly I did in the class today, Upanishad class. And the same words in Tamil. I think in Tevaram or something. So the only thing is, they had given the vision. They had expressed their vision in their words. Without having the vision, you read it. We don't have the depth of the vision. That is the problem. That's only problem. But to have the vision, we need a systematic, the person who's teaching systematically, who knows Sampradaya, like Swamiji. Isn't it? Ramana Maharshi would have become really unknown If really it is not explained by Swamiji, I don't think so. Very systematic. You have noticed this. How you should go in the making this resolution business very clear, so it's a big thing. Enga naan eppadi irukka mudiyum? No. How can there be aham? If you inquire into the truth of the aham, there cannot be aham. That means what? Aham will be there, but you will resolve the aham as mithya. Because you know the truth of the aham. Before you did not know the truth of the aham. Aham was very much real for you. And therefore wrong identity also was there. But now you know the truth of the aham, you got the aham resolved in that. Therefore aham patati, ahankara falls. Ahankara falls means ahankara becomes resolved. The I thought becomes resolved as mithya in its truth, reality, the awareness. Aham patati. And this is called nija vicharanam. He is explaining, he is defining what is nija vicharanam. Nija vicharanam. Vicharanam means enquiry. Enquiry into what? One's own self. Nija means one's own. Enquiry into one's own. What? Self. Nija vicharanam means enquiry into the one's own self. Enquiry into the one's own self means self-enquiry. Hey, this is what is self-enquiry. What is self-enquiry? He says, leave all the thoughts, go to this thought I am. He explained previous class why you had to do the inquiry to know the truth of the entire mind. To know the truth of the entire mind, he says, see the trick. To know the truth of the whole jagat, the truth of all the beings. Okay? It's a trick. Know the truth of this mind also, body, mind, senses, everything. You know the truth of the mind. To know the truth of the mind means which thought? To leave all the thoughts which are evident to you, go to aham. Okay? Aham is what? I am. Okay? Aham means aham asmi. I am that thought. And ask what this thought is all about. Try to know the truth of this thought. Then if you analyze the truth of what this I thought is, what this I am, what I am, if you inquire into, then you will know what? You will stumble upon the truth of I am being consciousness. Truth of I am is consciousness. Then you will say what? Oh, consciousness is independent reality and I am is just the thought which is as though is resolving, having the I thought, aham, resolved in its truth. Then kutaha aham bhavati. How can there be aham? Then aham patati chinvataha for the vicharayataha purushasya, for the one who inquires into the nature of the truth of the I am. Aham patati, the I thought falls, not I thought becomes resolved as mithya. This is called is what? Resolving the I thought. Okay, I am in consciousness is what? By ascertained vision, by enquiry, is called self-enquiry, nija vicharanam. Okay. Then, in what happened, he already said, aham, high, false. Then read the next word.
Ahaminashabhajahamahantaya. Ahaminashaba jagamahantaya spurati hrit swayam paramapurnasat spurati hrit swayam paramapurnasat. Ahami nashabaji aham ahantaya. Ahami is a very locative of aham. Ahami nashabhaji. Ahami nashabhaji. Ahami nashabhaji means when
this aham, no, aham becomes resolved. Ahami nasha bhaji. Aham, the I sense being resolved in awareness. The knowledge that I am being resolved in consciousness, no, is what? I self being destroyed also. You don't destroy it. There's no real destruction. Understand? Resolved. When you know the truth, it becomes resolved. When you discover the truth of the I, then I becomes resolved. That I, the thought becomes resolved. Like wave is resolved in H2O. Then what happens? Aham ahantaya hrit spurati. No spurati. See, hrit spurati. Hrit spurati means what? Hrit means heart. Heart means what? I can tell you. The truth is said to be heart here. Not real heart here. The truth of hedged water, the truth of the wave is the heart of the wave. Understand now? Hrit means the self. See, true, see, heart of the wave is the truth of the wave. Truth of the wave is the self of the wave. Understand now? Hrit spurati means what? The self shines. Self reveals its sarupam. See, there is no time in the self. What is the self here? The truth, reality. The reality is no time, the reality is not in the thoughts. There is no time, reality is not with the mind. There is always it is there. Always it is there. Which time is a wave away from H2O? What time is the wave? Water, H2O away from the wave? No, never. Never is the water H2O away from the wave or the ocean. Similarly, no time consciousness is away from the mind. No time, never is awareness away from the mind. Never mind is away from consciousness. But consciousness naspurati. It does not, no, hrit, the self does not shine. That means what? Shining means being revealed, becoming revealed is shining. Vilangudal, parambarul, okay, atma swarupam vilanguvadillai. But it suddenly vilanguhirad, it shines, spurati, it shines, it vilanguhirad. How does it shine? When does it shine? Aham, when ahami nashabhaji. And it's ahami nasha bhaji, when the I thought is resolved as mithya. How did you arrive at it? Use the I thought to arrive at the reality. Then you resolve the I thought in the reality. Then you don't see the I thought. What shines is only the reality. Okay, this is the knack. That's what Shastram does. First you have to, Shastram always accepts what is real for you. Shastram does not deny your perception. That's called, like a mother. Okay? Whatever you say, yeah, you are right. Come. You are right from your standpoint. Who said you are wrong? If I say you are wrong, means what? You will run away from, you get angry. Because, see, whenever you deny other person's perception, that's also one of the ways you trigger other person's anger. You know, that's a problem. This is another psychological problem. Okay, there's different. We'll deal this separately. Whenever we deny other person's perception, also we trigger their anger. We trigger their irritation. Understand now? So Shastram like a Mata, Shruti Mata. Shruti is always to be mother. Know that the child, the mother is the one, however naughty and mischievous and troublesome the child is. The mother is so accommodative of the child, her own child, you see. That is Radha. Artham Golan Kopamaro. now our own germ is what? You're so accommodating because my own child. And then puts up with all the behavior and allows the child, accommodating, then allows child to grow. Isn't it? That means the mother is so magnanimous and full, okay, with her, towards her child. The Veda also, Shruti is so magnanimous because so treacherous of knowledge, you know. It doesn't deny our perception being wrong. You're right. When you say Jagati is very much real for me, hunger is real, thirst is real, all my pains and pressure I go through are real. When you say, who said no? They are real. Okay? From your standpoint. But understand? From your standpoint. Then when you say, when that means what? Abba, there's somebody to, who understands me, who accepts me. Then you become very, you trust other person. See, whenever you are accepted, you are understood. See, if you are understood, Abba, you feel accepted. You feel accepted, you feel, you trust other person. No, we also have faith in the words of Shastra, Shruti Mata. Who is Gati for us? Gati niye taye. We always know you are the Gati, Sharanam. So then we accept. Okay, you are right. Your pain is very much real. Your sufferings are all real. Okay, we do accept from your, but stand where you, from where you are seeing, they're all real. But come, I'll show you. There's another standpoint. From there, you see the, your fallacy in your thinking also. Come. The nice way of putting it, you know, okay, it's like sugar coating pill. then you ask the person slowly. Come and see from this standpoint, you just still see the same thing? No. What happened now? Without denying other person's perception, you correct the other person's wrong perception by making the other person see the fact from another standpoint. This is what is Shruti Mata. Understand now? Then what happened? You don't undo the other person's perception. You don't need to say you're wrong. Other person, him, you know, will resolve. This is what is Mata. So here also, first for aham is very much real here, isn't it? The whole jagat is real for us. If our shastra jagat is real, yes, there is srishti. No, I believe there is a creation. Yes, there is creation. And then showing everything like a pot, no? Show the pot first. Then come on, what is this? What is here? Pot. Why? Pot is real? Yes, pot is very much real. How do you say? Because it serves a shape, form, it serves a purpose, it exists in time. Pot is real? Yes, very much real. But we say pot is real, but relatively only real, but not absolutely real. No, absolutely real. No, look at it. If absolutely real means what? Was the pot there before it was made? No. Will the pot be there after it is broken? No. The pot is there only in the present, so it serves a purpose. No, yes. You know what is absolutely real? Clay. How do you know? Look at this. Existence of clay is the existence of pot. So what? If the pot is not there also, clay continues to be there. So clay exists independent of the pot, whereas pot exists depending upon the clay. So what? Pot is. We don't say pot is not. Pot is as though. What is really is clay. What have you done now? By showing the pot, accepting the pot, showing the pot, through the pot, you help the person see the clay. You can't show the clay outside of pot. Okay? Where have you shown the clay also? Only in the pot, the nama rupa pot alone is seen. The clay is not seen. In the pot, which alone is seen, in the same pot, you have to make the other person see the clay. Then without any denial, you have to help the person resolve the pot in clay. Understand? As what? Pot is as though the mithya. Where kutaha? Where is the pot? Pot is not there. What is really there? Clay. Clay alone is there as the pot. It's called, understand now, similarly, it's called dissolving. What is aham? Where this aham? First, aham is real, okay? That is why aham is very much real for us. And then what is aham? You see, aham has been dissolved in what? Awareness. And where is aham? Aham is as though. It's called ahami nashabhaji. Then we will say what now? Ahami nashabhaji. When the I am, the thought that I am, the thought is resolved in its existence, the consciousness mithya, then what happened? You say, what is there is only consciousness. Like what is really there is clay, not the pot. What is really there is only H2O, not the wave. Understand? Really there. We not say wave is not there. What is really there in the form of wave is H2O. What is really there in the form of I thought is awareness. So that alone is there as all the thoughts. That consciousness alone is there, all the gross, subtle, all the forms, all the beings here. This is the truth, this is a fact. But to understand this fact, you have to know, recognize first of all, what her consciousness is all about. That is why aham, this vichara helps. Ahami nasha bhaji, okay? When the aham, I thought, is resolved in its truth, the awareness, அகமி நாஷபாஜி நான் என்கின்ற எண்ணம் அந்த எண்ணத்தின் இருப்பாயிருக்கின்ற பரம்பொருளில் ஒடுங்கப்பெறும் பொழுது அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வென் திஸ் ஐ தாட் இஸ் ரிசால்வ் இன் இட்ஸ் ஓன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் த ரியாலிட்டி தி அவேர்னஸ் அகமி நாஷபாஜி தென் வாட் இஸ் தேர் ரியலி இஸ் ஹிருத் ஹிருத் ஸ்புரதி யூ டோன்ட் நீட் டு அண்டூ தி பாட் Without undoing the pot, you say what is there is only clay. Okay, similarly, when the I thought is resolved, you say what is there really is only awareness. Ahami nashabhaji, when the I thought is resolved in consciousness, hritspurati, the self shines, awareness shines. Aham ahantaya, as the very I, the awareness shines, awareness alone is there as the I, that becomes very clear. Clay alone is there as the pot, H2O alone shines as the wave, similarly consciousness alone is there as I. Okay, hrit, aham, Spurati, the meaning of the I, the self, the consciousness shines as the very I. Consciousness, self becomes revealed. Naan endra sollin porul mattume, naan endra sollah, naan endbadah irukpadu makku vilangukirathu. Understand now, the self shines. That reality shines. Parambarul vilangahirathu. Understand now? Consciousness shines. The self shines. As the I. It means what? The I of I. Understand now? Not this I. I of I. And I of wave is H2O. I of the thought I am is what? Hrit. Okay? I of wave is H2O. Similarly, I of the thought I am is what? Consciousness. Aham hrit ahantaya spurati. The I of the I, the self, okay, shines, alone shines. Without undoing anything, you arrive at it. So, how? Vichara, chinvataha, okay, vicharena. Once you enquire into the meaning of the word I, then you say, I resolve the arrive at the awareness, is the truth of the I, then you resolve the I as mithya, where then there is no I anymore. I means what? The I thought. There's no I thought independent of the awareness. Then that shines. The self shines means what? How swayam parama purnasat. Swayam parama purnasat. The self shines means the atma spurati. Hrit spurati means what? Atma spurati. The self shines. The reality is purati. The reality of the whole jagat. Okay? I of the whole jagat is what? Spurati. As the I. Understand now? As the meaning of the word I. The shines. Spurati, gachati, patati, spurati. Shines. No? Vilanguhiradu. But throbs. Just throbs. I don't want to say splashes and all that, okay? Because flash means what? Atma doesn't flash. All you have the problem of many people have a flashlight problem in meditation. They have flashing experiences, okay? That is why I don't want to use the word. Just vilanguhiradu. Atma swarupam telivaha vilanguhiradu. Understand? Par chaitanyam arivus arive vadivamagirikkindra parambarul nanendra sollin porulaga vilanguhindra parambarul mattum உண்மை பொருளாக தெளிவாக விளங்குகிறது. Understand now? So this I spurati, hrit, aham, hrit, ahantaya spurati, as the I, the consciousness shines. That means what? The I am is resolved where? In awareness. Then you see awareness alone. You can't miss awareness. It shines. And what is it awareness? Existence. Like H2O is the existence of the wave. First I taught you initially, existence of H2O is the existence of the wave. Therefore H2O is the existence of the wave. Now we say, hey, this, what is this awareness? The meaning of the word I am, the thought I, H2, this is what? Existence, the pure existence. This consciousness, the chitti is what now? Pure existence, pure consciousness is the pure existence, sat. Then what? Parama. No, absolute. Ultimate. Incomparably limitless. Parama melana. How will you say melana? How melana? Again, Tamil is a problem offer. It doesn't matter Tamil or Sanskritam or English. What does it say? Okay, incomparably limitless. Incomparably limitless. Absolute. So parama. What's the word? Parama? Purnasat. So incomparably limitless. Existence, which is of the nature of fullness. Purnasat. Why? This I thought is filled with what? Consciousness. You know what that, I mean, when I say thought means not something, something is filled here. Like H2O is full of, wave is full of H2O. Understand? Similarly, ocean is full of H2O. What is that being full is the nature of H2O. With reference to ocean, being full, the H2O need not do any job, any work hard to fill the ocean. Okay? Being full is the very nature. Being is the nature. With reference to ocean, being full is the nature of the H2O. Similarly, being full is the nature of consciousness. With reference to every thought, every mind, with reference to entire jagat, being full is the nature of consciousness. Understand? Purnam. So the sat, the pure existence, which is of the nature of fullness, unlimitlessness, is the absolute, reality, Paramapurna Sat. What is that Sat? Parapurna Sat? How do you arrive at it? Spurati. It shines. As what? Hrit. As, okay? The reality shines here. The truth of everything, the self of everything shines here. Where? As this self, aham. Hrit. Ahantaya spurati shines as the self. How do you know that? Because you arrive, because you, the vichara help you to arrive at the truth of the I thought. I got it now? The vicharaha helps. That's why don't go and search for everywhere. Understand now? And then no meditation also, there's no other meditation. Understand now? Contemplation is the meditation which will serve the purpose of discovering fullness, moksha. Understand? For which you need to know what the self is. What is the nature of the, you know, that is why Vedanta Shastram serves as means of knowledge. Shravanam is important. You know, we can't just stumble upon the truth on our own. It's systematic and slow. Hrit aham ahantaya spurati ahami nashabhaji. Naan endra ennam odunginal, naan enna endra vicharithal, naan endra ennam mithyavaga odungum. Adu odunginal parama purna sat hrit spurati ahantaya. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya.